This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with John Squires, and we are talking North Shore High School basketball. And the season's underway, but for many teams. However, the Northeastern Conference league play does not open up until this Friday with a series of games. We'll have a broadcast game, Lynn English playing at Malden, 7 o'clock on Friday night here on MSO News Sports. And, John, that'll be actually a divisional game, a North Division game in the NEC. But, John, where do you want to start as you look at basketball?
Well, you know, the breaking down, we just talked a little bit, you and I, today, taking a look at the different divisions. And I'm still – this is new waters for me that I'm treading into, as far as we have the North Division. We have Classical English, Marblehead, Everett, Peabody, Revere, Beverly, and Malden. And then in the South Division, we have Danvers, Swampscott, Saugus, Winthrop, Medford, Somerville, Gloucester, and Salem, if that's how it's broken down. My only question is, I know everybody's playing everybody at least once, and a couple of the rivals I know Swampscott's playing Marblehead twice. I'm not sure whether Classical English. I haven't checked all the schedules. But it's going to be interesting to see how it's broken down. And that we were talking just before, Bill, and it looks like what would happen is when you play a league game, I would think if they're going to have North-South, and we talked about this, that if you play within your league, one of those teams in your North or South division that will count towards the league, and your overall record will count to the state tournament. But I'm looking at some of these teams right now, and that North division looks loaded. You've got Classical, you've got English, and you've got Everett. Right now, taking a look at the latest polls, preseason polls, the Herald just came out with a early preseason poll, and they had Classical 2 and Everett 5. And then you got Cambridge up there, of course. But, I mean, I'm looking at that, and English is going to be very, very good, too. They got Anthony Anderson, who comes from a purebred. He was a great player at Linn Tech. He played a national championship game for Calipari at Memphis. So he's certainly going to have those guys prepared. And I know they have some athletes out. Pierce Brown, I think, is a late entry to their team over there, along with some really good players. And we talked just briefly as we finish up the football season that the Lynn team should do very, very well. And you look at the rest of that division, you don't know a lot about Malden, even though they're coming from the Greater Boston League. Marblehead is another team that I predict will have a good season. Andy Clough had coming off a great basketball season, is not gonna play football, but they have Doherty coming back, they have Marino coming back, two scorers, two rebounders. They have some young kids that got some valuable time last year. They need a point guard, but they're going to be very strong. So those three teams, Classical, English, Marblehead, and Everett are going to be a war in that division. Going down the South.
Well, hold on, let me just stop you right there. Sure. For Marblehead, though. That's a tough division for them to be in. I mean, to me, last year I loved watching that team they had last year. But you know, I think Mike Giardi, with their coach, would say the sum was better than the parts, so to speak. They just played well as a team at throughout the season last year and at key moments. And you know, I'm wondering whether they have as much back this year as they did last year, because they were in that other division last year. They were not in that North division last year. Salem is now in the South division this year, and not that they don't belong there, but to me that's a tough pick for to put Marblehead up there, because especially if they've lost a few things out of last year's team.
You know, that's a real good point. They were 19-1. They're certainly not going to be 19-1 this year. But also this year, I think there's more talent. I think a lot of kids coming back, and I think there's more talent than last year. I thought last year was a little bit more of a down year on the North Shore basketball-wise. Other than St. Mary's, Marblehead was 19-1. But other than St. Mary's, and Classical did very, very well, but they were still young last year, and they almost knocked off Brighton. But you've got Classical coming back with everybody but one player. You got English coming back with a lot of people. You got and then you got Everett in that mix. So you're right about that. That is a bear of a league for Marblehead, and they're certainly, I don't think they're going to be quite as strong as they were last year. They have some pieces to fill. So you're exactly right about that, Bill.
All right, and of course you got Beverly up in that North Division too, which will be a tough draw for first-year coach Matt Karakoudis over at Beverly High School. And Peabody, Peabody's in the news too here, with a couple of players that left the team trying to go to St. Mary's, and that was in the Salem News, and they did a story in the item on that the other day as well, about them right now not getting the MIA waivers to have left Peabody to continue to play basketball at St. Mary's High School. That's another story. As if St. Mary's needs any more players the way they've started out the season this year at 2-0, to be quite honest with you. But John, now I've digressed, but let's go to the South Division, where you got, teams like Danvers, which has been a power over the last several years, but you got to think that they might be in a little bit of a rebuilding mode.
That's anybody's division or league to win. You got Danvers, Swamps, Catsaugus, Winthrop, Medford, Somerville, Gloucester, and Salem. All untested quantities, except Salem has a couple starters coming back. But you talked to Tommy Doyle yesterday, and he says they're not very big, and they do have some younger kids that have some size, but experience, there's no substitute for experience. So, you know, and you have some new coaches on the North Shore. You have Chris Timpson over at Danvers. I'll call him a new coach, even though it's its second run, Justin Facile at Swampscott. And then in the Division One, I don't want to regress, but I am. You got Tommy Grasser at Classical, who has things rolling. And we've talked about Antonia Anderson and Matt over in, how do you pronounce that last
Matt
name?
Karakoudis.
Karakoudis, real good coach, a real good background basketball-wise. I know that for a fact, being a former official over at Beverly. But in that league, it'll be interesting to see if any of the soccer or football players or track players go out for Somerville, because Somerville may be a sleeper in that division. Somerville usually has good basketball. They usually compete in the Greater Boston, so I look for them to be tough. And then you got Gloucester, and then Medford and Winthrop. I think Winthrop is going to be very young. I think Saugus, Paul Moran said Saugus is probably the most inexperienced team he's had over there. And so that league could be a very interesting league also, Bill.
Good point about Somerville, I think. And the other point I wanted to pick up on was Jasper Grassa is the new coach at Classical, who had been an assistant coach under Tom Grassa. But Tom now, the dad, will be filling the role as an assistant coach, at least for this season at Classical basketball. So in essence, really, Classical and English both with new head coaches this year, although Jasper is no stranger to Classical basketball and to the personnel and to being on the sidelines at Lynn Classical the last several years.
The only other thing, too, is I think that's a great move, Tommy, sticking around. Jasper's a very fiery person. He's very young. He has very little patience. He's a great competitor. And speaking from an official aspect, Jasper's going to have his moments. Jasper's going to have his nights. The kids are young, and they're going to have nights when they're off. So when things aren't going well, Tommy has rapport with the officials. Tommy has a way to be able to calm things down. I think that's great for him. So it's going to be a win-win for the Classical kids as well as both coaches. So that will be interesting down the road, too, to see that develop.
I know when I talked to Jasper a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago now, after he got the job, it was, he was on the sidelines. I think one of the greatest games, one of the best games I saw in high school basketball, probably ever, that includes a bunch of games, but was their playoff game against Brighton, where their Classical Rams just really overachieved on that night to make that a great basketball game over at Woburn High School in the North Final.
And by the way, I know they lost two of their players, but they're kind of reloading a little again at Brighton. And St. Mary's beat them by 10 points last week. Yeah. So that's going to be very – St. Mary's is going to be very tough, and we can almost jump over to the Catholic Conference Lodge Division with Fenwick. Now, Fenwick, you were telling me Fenwick lost last night to Georgetown, which is not a good sign for them because they got to play St. Mary's, I don't think Catholic, Archbishop Williams, Spelman, Cathedral. So that is going to be a tough league on the boys' side. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And I'd look for St. Mary's and Cathedral to battle that out all the way down to the end.
Gotcha. All right. So we've covered, we got the Northeastern Conference. How about the Cape Ann League? What can you tell me about that?
Well, the Cape Ann League, I look for Masco and North Reading and the Cape Ann Lodge to be pretty tough. I think Newburyport a sleeper, and then you got Pawtucket, Troy, and Linfield. Linfield's had some real good success athletically over there in all their sports. They had a great year basketball-wise, so don't be surprised if Linfield does very well in that league. And those teams, you're talking about Masco, North Reading, Newburyport, Linfield, Troy, and Pawtucket, a big rival game, so that it carries over from sport to sport. Probably more than the conference, I see the rivals from the football season carry over to the basketball season, being a former official who worked many years in that league. And I see the rivals carry right over, and many of the same faces that played football or track or soccer do go out and play that second sport, and many times that is basketball. So I look for that league to be very interesting, but I look for North Reading and Masco and possibly Linfield to be the top teams in that. In the lower division, it's much like in the South in the Northeastern Conference, it's anybody's war there. I do look for Hamilton-Wenham to probably have a pretty good season. Then you got Ipswich, Rockport, Manchester, Exeter, Georgetown, and Amesbury all fighting for maybe a piece of the trophy or a piece of the pie, so to speak. So that's going to be interesting. It's a little bit early. I haven't seen a lot of the KPN. I will as the basketball season goes on, refereeing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. But let's, for a second, Bill, let's talk a little bit. Let's jump over to the girls' side a little bit. Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the conference in the girls' division. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We have some new coaches in the KPN League. Let's start with them first. In the South Division, you have Hamilton with John Flanagan, longtime coach in Swanscott and Gloss, is going to take over Hamilton. He does a real good job with the girls, so I don't anticipate that changing a bit. So I think he'll challenge in that league a little bit in the girls' division. And then you look at the rest of that division, I look for Amesbury and possibly Ipswich to be kind of strong. They do have a lot of returning players, but I haven't seen any of them play yet. In the top of the division, I look for Masco to be real tough in that division. Coach Romeo over there just is a great coach. Year in and year out, he plays a great non-league schedule. He gets them prepared as much as possible. Example, the other night, that one of the teams in the Jamboree didn't come, and he decided to play. They couldn't make it because of the storm, and he said, sure, I'll play a second game right after that. So he played back-to-back games, and they won both of those games. So I look for them to be pretty tough, along with Newburyport in the KPN League. In the Catholic Central Lodge, this, I think, is one of the top girls' divisions, one of the best leagues in the state. You have Fenwick, St. Mary's, Arlington Catholic, Archbishop Williams, Spelman, and then Cathedral. All of those teams fought for division titles last year, so I look for that to be an absolute war. Every night, game in, game out, there's no easy games in that. They play each other twice. There's only 12 league games. Every game means something, so I look for, once again, St. Mary's and Cathedral to be the two top teams, closely followed by Fenwick. Now, St. Mary's did lose the other night to Spelman, if I'm not mistaken, which means Spelman probably has a wagon again with Williams. We don't see the Brockton, the Williams from Cardinal Spelman and the Williams down at Braintree that much till they come up here. But if they're as strong as they usually are, they may be the two top teams. So I'm going to rephrase that. I'm going to probably go with Williams and Spelman fighting for the top tier. And then closely followed by Cathedral, Fenwick, and St. Mary's. St. Mary's has a very good team. He's a very good coach, Jeff Newhall, but he has four or five teams they're going to be playing against. They're going to be very tough, Bill.
Yeah, one of the things about that league, too, is that you don't have to win that league to get yourself set up in the state tournament to do very well, because it is such a strong league. You might be in different divisions when it comes time for postseason.
Exactly.
You're in the same league, so to speak, but when it comes to postseason, you know, because I think I was talking to Jeff, I kind of got the impression that, hey, if I finish second or third, this could be still a great season.
Exactly. A perfect example of that is Cathedral. Year in and year out in the boys' division, they maybe finished second or third, and then they played in Division Four, and they were state champions in Division Four. So that's a perfect example. And Cathedral will probably play lower. St. Mary's, you were saying, is bumped up possibly a division. So you're exactly right about that. Making the tournament, finish second, third, or fourth may mean you could still get a division title.
All right, we're talking some high school basketball. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires, and so we've done the boys, done some girls stuff here. Anything else you want to share with us, John?
Well, one other thing is I want to congratulate and I want to wish John DiBiase. We talked about that, and I think we got a jump in that before it came out official. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did. We have a little sneak on that, a little jump.
Literally jumping that, and he is retiring from Everett. It's going to be interesting, and he did not leave the cupboard bare. They got some real good players coming back, but he is going to be loaded in basketball. And now that he doesn't have football to think about, watch out Northeastern Conference, because he is, believe me, as I said, he takes his sport in his games very serious, and I look for them. So I want to congratulate him on a tremendous career and wish him luck. And that's about it, Bill. I mean, it's early. We're going to be talking about some of the key players down the road, looking at some of the key players that just came out recently, and we'll see it as some of these games unfold, and we can talk about that. But the Division One Classical is jumping up to Division One in the state tournament here, and that's going to be interesting. That means that in the North tier, the Central Catholic, the St. John's Prep, there's them, the Merrimack Valley, so it's going to be very interesting how they compete down the road, because I certainly think they are the team to beat on the North Shore in basketball.
All right. Well, we'll leave it right there. That's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.